Welcome back to Mugs in the Morning on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Your time in Tampa, service of our local Grease Monkey on the ones in North Platte at 817, 45 degrees. On our way to a high today near 75, so a beautiful start to the day. Appreciate Starla, always good to see her spreading some cheer here in the studio, and a good friend of mine. So appreciate Starla coming in the studio today to talk about the partnership of Subway and Feeding America. Have Brandon Kelleher joining us now to discuss his candidacy for mayor of North Platte. Brandon, still warming up a little bit outside. Beautiful start to the day, it seems.
It's nice out there, and now I'm craving Subway for lunch.
Well, it sounds like it'd be a good opportunity to not only feed yourself, but feed somebody else.
That's right. That's right. It's a great program out there.
Now, that ties us into kind of what we're discussing today. You just said off the air, we're discussing supporting local businesses. And, you know, when it comes to local businesses, we have some great partners here locally. And even Subway, a national food chain, but locally owned with the franchise owner, Starla, right here today, in fact. And, it's great to support those people because, in my opinion, and this is, there's some facts behind this, when you need somebody to support Bobby's T-ball team or somebody to make some donations for a silent auction for Jamie's, whatever that might be coming up, a procedure or something like that, you go to these local business owners, they constantly help, they do whatever they can. Now it's our turn to kind of help them out.
Well, that's true. And when you think about our community and a lot of smaller communities, the people that own those businesses and the people that work in those businesses, those are our friends and neighbors. And those are the people that we need to protect. And as candidates across the board, we talk a lot about bringing new jobs to the community. And that's an important thing. And I think most of us agree that that needs to be done. But there's lots of ways to bring new jobs to the community. One way is to bring new businesses, and that's great, but another way is to help existing businesses expand. Mm-hmm. And our community has many, many great small businesses and a couple great medium-sized businesses and a few large ones. One of the other things we can't forget in our area is agriculture. I mean, agriculture is a big deal in our community, and we're not many of us work directly in the agricultural world, but look how many people are employed by the sale of tractors and equipment and things like that, and the handling of seeds and the processing of grains. It's a huge market for our community, and I think that's one of the areas that I hope to look at as I work on bringing new jobs into our community is seed processing and things like that, and taking advantage of the knowledge we have right here in our community and turning that into jobs in ways maybe we haven't done in the past.
Well, I think you bring up a good point, too, that not only do you want to bring in new jobs if you're elected as our next mayor, you want to help those existing business owners and help them maybe expand or help them increase operation. How do you plan to do some of those things?
Well, I think that you have to help people, help small business owners think a little outside the box and bring new things in. And think about what the COVID-19 has done for us as a business world. And we've started to do things in ways that, maybe people thought about a little bit, but thought, there's no reason to think about that because I can just do it the way that I've always done it, and people are okay with that, so why should I change? And a good example, I worked for the sport shop here in North Platte when I was a teenager, and I ran into Tim the other day, and he was out riding his bicycle, and so I stopped to talk to him at a safe distance, of course, for a few minutes, and he was telling me that one of the things the sports shop is doing these days is they're actually doing sort of drive-by fittings. I mean, may have just coined that term. I'm not sure. But anyway,
I like it, though.
Yes. So he takes calls from people. They say, I need a running shoe. I kind of like this color. This is the foot style I have. And, could you get me some ready? And so then they drive up to the store, and he puts two or three boxes in their car, and they try them on, and they purchase the ones that they like, and then the ones that they tried on but they don't like, then he takes them back and cleans them and then lets them sit and make sure they're not any way contaminated, and then moves on to the next customer. And I thought, my, what a creative way. And he told me he'll deliver them too. But there's just the creativity of things like that, and that's just one example of what people all across our community are doing. I read yesterday or the day before on Facebook, tempura is opening back up. I think they may have opened up yesterday. And I don't know about you, but I'm getting tired of seeing pictures of food on Facebook because it makes me hungry every time I do. And I want to order something, and it's not done. It's not been good for my waistline, let me tell you. But I'm glad that those restaurants are opening back up. They've got very creative about how they serve people and how they sell their product. And no matter what happens at the end of COVID-19, some of that is going to stick with us. Mm-hmm. And those innovations are the things that just show you if we focus on working together and working on creative solutions, we can build them right here in our own town.
Tim O'Connor, great, great guy, and I love that adjustment that he's making. The drive-by fittings, I guess, is what we'll call it, unique opportunity. But, Brandon, some of the other candidates for mayor of North Platte, they've talked about their passion for downtown and how they want to help downtown. We've not heard you talk a lot about downtown quite yet as a candidate, but obviously you support downtown North Platte and you want to help downtown North Platte as much as possible if elected, I would imagine.
Of course, and we have brought it up a little bit in the vein of supporting the downtown merchants. But downtowns are highly important to communities. And the reason that downtowns are highly important, particularly to smaller communities, is they're tremendous generators of tax revenue. We're not increasing taxes, just generators of tax revenue. And there also can be areas that young people want to come to. And all of us candidates have spoken that younger people now these days, they don't necessarily want a yard and things like that to take care of. Many of them prefer to live in apartments and things, and they like to live in downtowns where they can go to restaurants, have some entertainment, have a place to live, have a grocery store, all within an easy walking distance. And when we do that, create great spaces in downtowns, in communities, we generate a lot of tax revenue with existing infrastructure. We don't have to grow the infrastructure particularly, maybe a little bit, but not drastically, and we generate lots of revenue. We, as a city, we generate sales tax revenue in a small area. We generate other types of tax revenue from people living above where stores are. And if you look in big cities right now, look at how many new buildings are being built, and they have retail on the bottom and living space above. That's exactly the model that they're following. And we can affect that same model here in downtown without smashing buildings. We can do the same thing. And it's going to take some remodeling. It's going to take, big surprise, some focus and some effort to do it. But we can do that. And when those younger people come in there and they start working together and they start expanding, ideas get generated, entrepreneurship occurs, and before long we'll have some new businesses running right here in North Platte that we didn't have in the past.
Our downtown North Platte has really expanded and done well the past several years, as has our Westfield Shopping Center. Their facelift has kind of sparked some big interest over there on that side of town as well. So it sounds like you do want to support local businesses as much as possible and help them expand, make more job opportunities if they expand into different venues or add different things on. But another thing you want to do, like you mentioned, is bring jobs here. And you've talked about it before on the air, I know, Brandon, but bring jobs here that are related to agriculture, if possible, because, like you said a few moments ago, that's kind of our roots here in the community.
Right. I do think that our community needs to take advantage of the expertise that we have in the area. And we have a lot of different expertise in North Platte, but two areas that we have a lot of expertise on really are agriculture and transportation, mm-hmm. or logistics, transportation, however you want to describe it. And we do a lot of moving of agriculture and repairing of agriculture and selling of agricultural equipment and things like that. Let's get into the processing business. I mean, why shouldn't we? Other people are making money. We have the product all around us. And please don't misunderstand, I'm not suggesting that we should have a meatpacking plant in North Platte. I don't think that that's some business that we necessarily need here. But I do think that we could do a lot with grain processing and businesses like that all around us. And many of those jobs are good paying jobs. They're classed as the manufacturing style jobs.
And not to mention, we have a great workforce here. We have people that would love to take advantage of those jobs and that I firmly believe would be good employees for those business owners and business managers.
That's right. And you have people that already know how an industry works, and they can come into maybe slightly different jobs. They can bring some innovation to that industry or to that business, and we can make people have greater profits as a result of that innovation.
Absolutely. Now, I know jobs one of the things that's covered in the playbook a little bit, but we kind of talked about that playbook a little bit yesterday. I know you mentioned it on the call-in. Can you tell our listeners, maybe if they just caught a glimpse of that and they haven't heard us talk before here on the air, what is your playbook exactly, and what inspired it?
Well, the playbook is a first take at what I believe we need to accomplish in North Platte over the next 4 years. And these are things that I believe if we focus on, we'll be able to successfully improve our community. I also it just sort of rubs me the wrong way to talk about things without having some sense of a plan of what I might do. So the playbook is the beginning of the plan. And if you're interested, you can certainly review the entire playbook at bkmayor.com. And or you can ask a question on the website or on Facebook at facebook.com/BKMayor.
So it's kind of a lot of ideas of what you want to do if elected and how you want to handle those things if elected as our next mayor here for the city of North Platte.
That's correct. And one of the most important pages of the playbook is the last page, and it's the scorecard. And the reason the scorecard is important is you have to know where you're at in any sort of improvement process to know whether what you're doing is working or not. If you don't track the success or lack of success that you're having, you don't know where you're going, whether what you're doing is appropriate or not. And so having a scorecard that tracks the major improvement issues in our community is something that I will institute right away when I become mayor.
Now, Brandon, as we wrap up here, I want to ask again, I think we might have talked about it last week, maybe the week before, but City Council did meet on Tuesday night. It was a big meeting. They approved the appointment of our next city administrator, replacing the great Jim Hawks. What are your comments or thoughts on that unanimous vote to approve Mr. Kibben?
Well, I look forward to working with Mr. Kibben. As far as I can tell, he seems to have a great background. He seems to have a lot of knowledge about construction and project management, and those are two really big issues for the city administrator, so I look forward to working with him.
I got to tell you, folks, one thing that I've really enjoyed here in the election season is getting to know each one of the mayoral candidates, and I feel like I learned something new from each one of them each week. And one thing I learned yesterday, Brandon, during our Q&A was that you have a background in a little bit of construction as well, working for the TC Engineering here for a number of years, right?
Yes, I worked for Tom Werblow at TC Engineering back in the early to mid-90s when I was in college and just as I was leaving college, because my father was a civil engineer and he worked with Tom, and so they got me to be out surveying and inspecting pavement, and it's kind of fun to drive around North Platte and see, oh, I remember, you know, putting the hubs in for that street right there. Doing, and we worked with a lot of great people at that time, and some of them are still in business. You know, the Wilkinson family built a lot of those streets, and they're still in the business of development, and that's great for our community.
Yeah, always love it when we can keep people like that here for a number of years, and they continue to grow and do what they can here locally.
So. That's right. And you know what? It just occurred to me that we told the listeners yesterday that I was going to tell the three-legged chicken joke today.
I did not forget.
Do we have time?
I have some laughter even.
Okay. Prepare the laughter. Here we go. A traveling salesman is driving down a country road, and he looks to his left, and he notices that there's a chicken running along beside him. Uh-huh. And he looks down at his speedometer, realizes he's going 25 miles an hour, and that's, my gosh, goodness, this chicken can run fast. And so he speeds up a little bit. He goes up to 40, and the chicken matches his speed. And as he looks down, he notices that the chicken has three legs. And about that time, the chicken speeds up, passes him, and turns into a farmer's front yard. He thinks, my goodness, I've got to see this. So he pulls into the farmer's front yard, and the farmer's standing there, and he says, excuse me, sir, did you see a three-legged chicken run through here? And the farmer says, well, yes, I breed him. He says, why did you breed a three-legged chicken? And the farmer says, well, my wife loves the drumstick, I love the drumstick, our son loves the drumstick, and we got tired of arguing over who was going to get the last drumstick, so the obvious solution was that we should just, you know, build a chicken that has three legs. That would solve the problem. And the salesman says, oh, okay. Well, how do they taste? The farmer says, no idea. I can't catch them. Laugh track.
Gotta love it.
Okay, just to give credit where credit is due, that's actually a Ronald Reagan joke. And okay. Reagan told that many, many years ago. But I've always loved that joke.
I love it, too. You got to have some humor in the world, especially the world we're living in today.
That's for sure. We've got to maintain a little sense of humor and smile when we can.
Absolutely. Anything else you'd like to add today, Brandon?
Well, I hope everybody has a great day. Stick together. Look out for each other during this time of COVID-19, and we will get through this, and we'll be better for it in the end.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more with you, sir. If folks want to get more information about you as a candidate for mayor of North Platte, your candidacy, or maybe they'd like a yard sign even, how can they do so?
If you'd like a yard sign, you're welcome to message us on Facebook, @BKMayor, or go to our website, www.bkmayor.com, and there's a little form on there you can fill out. It emails us a little note saying, hey, bring us a yard sign, and usually within 24 hours we get the yard signs out. In fact, Terry and I are going to go out here in the next couple hours and put out a few yard signs.
Have they been sticking in the ground where you leave them, or is the Nebraska wind? It's not been too bad recently, so have they been staying put for you?
There is a lot of yard sign maintenance and repair that goes on, and you're running a candidacy, and it reaches a point in which you think, maybe I shouldn't put out any more yard signs, because it takes a long time to make sure they're okay. So thank you to everybody who sort of repairs the yard signs on their own. We really appreciate it. But we have spent quite a bit of time going around fixing them due to the wind, and the snow is particularly particularly damaging.
That's probably one of those things that when you decided to run for mayor, you didn't think that you'd have to spend some time doing that as much as what you do, I'm sure.
Well, I did have some great advice from a good friend that said, make sure you make the yard signs set close to the ground. And I have to confess, I did not take that advice. And now I've gone around fixing most of them, doing exactly that. So I just want to ask everybody, you know, if you want a great candidate for mayor, please vote for me. Many of you probably already voted with mail-in ballots, and that's great. But if you're planning to go out on May 12th, please vote Brandon Kelleher for mayor.
Brandon, we appreciate the time. We'll see you again next week.
Thank you.
More coming up on KODY after a check of weather, sports, and now news.